Welcome to Voices from the Cathedral, a podcast from the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. The Right Reverend Clifton Daniel, Dean of the Cathedral, reflects on St. John the Divine, the Cathedral's namesake and patron, in this sermon from the first Sunday after Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We are in the midst of the season of Christmas, and today we celebrate the feast of the cathedral's patron saint, John the Divine. And divine means theologian. The characters that populate the stories in the Gospels about Christmas show us many qualities that we would do well to emulate and follow. I think of the shepherds in the fields tending their duties with steadfastness and loyalty, or the Magi, the three kings, who demonstrated wisdom and a sense of adventure. The animals gathered around the newborn babe show obedience. The innkeeper holds out hospitality to those who are in need. And then there's faithful Joseph, courageous Mary, and joyful angels singing, and above all, the hope of the Christ child. All of these demonstrates the qualities that Jesus calls to you and me to show in our own lives as we honor and follow him. Loyalty, steadfastness, wisdom, obedience, hospitality, courage, joy, hope. These are the qualities that we strive to embody in the life and ministry of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Oh, yes, there's another character in the Christmas story, the evil and oppressive King Herod, completely self-serving and intent on destroying the Christ child. St. John the Divine wrote his book of Revelation while he was imprisoned on the island of Patmos. Much of his writing is in resistance to Rome's oppressive government, and the book of Revelation is a political diatribe filled with bizarre and coded references and condemnations. John called Rome the whore of Babylon. I guess we can be thankful that John did not have a vocation as an op-ed writer for the New York Times. What makes John the Divine's writings different is his steadfast proclamation of God's kingdom in its fulfillment. While parts of the book sound like a madman raving, it is the underlying vision of John that transposes his writings into a sublime vision of the powers of darkness conquered and God's intent for all people and all creation fulfilled. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and earth, for the first had vanished. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I heard a loud voice proclaiming from the throne, 'Now at last God has his dwelling among humankind. God will dwell among them, and they shall be his people. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There shall be an end to death and to mourning and to crying and pain, for the old order has passed away.' Then the one who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" It has often been said that the biblical witness to God's salvation begins in the simplicity of a garden in Genesis and ends in the complexity of a city in the book of Revelation. In this day, our day, I pray we hold fast to those old gospel values and the gospel call to each of us of steadfast faith, of courage and hospitality, of vision and hope, with all the strength we can prayerfully muster, as we minister to the complexity of our city and the needs of this day and the pressing needs of many who suffer in silence amid pressing but often unmet need. This is John's vision. It is the Christmas vision, which we are called to live out faithfully until that great day when Jesus returns to make all things new in God's eternal, fulfilled, loving, and inclusive kingdom. Then we and all creation will gather round God's throne, and in the words of St. John the Divine, we will shout as one. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. And so it is my wish for you this season that you be strong, courageous, hospitable, kind, loving, inclusive, as we forge through these days. And one day, as John has told us and Jesus has promised us, we will gather around God's throne, singing together, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Voices from the Cathedral. The Cathedral of St. John the Divine is the cathedral of the Episcopal Diocese of New York. It is chartered as a house of prayer for all people and a unifying center of intellectual light and leadership. People from many faiths and communities gather here to worship together, provide meals for the hungry, educate our youth, and host concerts, exhibitions, performances, and civic gatherings. You can find us online at stjohndivine.org and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at St. John Divine NYC. That's STJOHNNYC. Check back soon for another episode.